Hi, my name is Josh. You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Public Library. My brother and sisters and I are here at Springfield Public Library in the Malahide Community Center. We're going to help out with tonight's show. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Oh my, that was Josh, and he is here along with his sisters, Marion, Sarah, Amy, and Raquel, and his brand new little baby brother whose name is Keegan. That, my friends, is the sound of a pack of gray wolves howling. Now, most of us who live in the country around Elgin County have heard this. And those are coyotes. I have heard them out in the woods and fields behind my house before, but I don't think I've heard gray wolves. Wolves? Coyotes. Wolves are part of tonight's show, not to mention a very big bad pig and an extremely dusty and stinky little girl who is very rude and careless with the belongings of other people. But let's get back to the wolves. Gray wolves, to be specific. Sarah and Marion are going to share some of what they know about wolves.
Although wolves are more common in the north, there are sightings of gray wolves in southern Ontario, and small packs appear to have survived here or have made their way into the area in recent years.
Here they are now, reading from an eyewitness encounter that we found on a website about wolves living in southern Ontario.
In early February 2009, on County Road 52, between Elmer and Springfield, Ontario, I spotted a large wolf-like animal running along the side of the road between the snowdrifts. I'm not sure if this was a wolf or not, but it was being chased by two large dogs, so I hope it got away.
It's hot out there. Are you looking for a place to cool off? A cool place to sit down and relax? A cool place? I'm not talking about a trip to the North Pole. You won't find comfy chairs at the North Pole, or books, or magazines, or newspapers, or computers. No siree, you won't. But you will find these things at the library near your house. Cool, quiet. If you live in or near any of the following places, you have a library near your house. Port Burwell, Springfield, Straffordville, Elmer. It's true. Check out the library for something cool.
Everybody knows the story of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf, right? Well, tonight's story is Side Down and Inside Out. It's called The Three Little Wolves and the Big Bad Pig. It's written by Eugene Trivizas, and the pictures are made by Helen Oxenbury.
Get yourself all comfy and listen to this.
Once upon a time, there were three cuddly little wolves with soft fur and fluffy tails who lived with their mother. The first was black, the second was gray, and the third white. One day, the mother called the three little wolves around her and said, "My children, it is time for you to go out into the world. Go and build a house for yourselves, but beware of the big, bad pig." "Don't worry, Mother, we will watch out for him," said the three little wolves, and they set off. Soon they met a kangaroo who was pushing a wheelbarrow full of red and yellow bricks. "Please, will you give us some of your bricks?" asked the three little wolves. "Certainly," said the kangaroo, and she gave them lots of red and yellow bricks. So the three little wolves built themselves a house of bricks. The very next day, the big bad pig came prowling down the road and saw the house of bricks that the little wolves had built. The three little wolves were playing croquet in the garden. When they saw the big bad pig coming, they ran inside the house and locked the door. The pig knocked on the door and grunted, little wolves, let me come in."
"No, no, no, by the hair on your chinny chin chin, we will not let you in, not for all the tea in our china teapot,"
said the three little wolves. "Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," said the pig. So he huffed and he puffed, and he puffed and he huffed, but the house didn't fall down. But the pig wasn't called big and bad for nothing. He went and fetched his sledgehammer, and he knocked the house down. The three little wolves only just managed to escape before the bricks crumbled, and they were very frightened indeed. "We shall have to build a stronger house," they said. Just then they saw a beaver who was mixing concrete in a concrete mixer. "Please, will you give us some of your concrete?" asked the three little wolves. "Certainly," said the beaver, and he gave them buckets and buckets full of messy, slurry concrete. So the three wolves built themselves a house of concrete. No sooner had they finished than the big bad pig came prowling down the road and saw the house of concrete that the little wolves had built. They were playing battledore and shuttlecock in the garden, and when they saw the big bad pig coming, they ran inside their house and shut the door. The pig rang the bell and said, "Little frightened wolves, let me come in."
"No, no, no, by the hair on your chinny chin chin, we will not let you in, not for all the tea in our china teapot."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down," said the pig. So he huffed and he puffed, and he puffed and he huffed, but the house didn't fall down. But the pig wasn't called big and bad for nothing. He went and fetched his pneumatic drill and smashed the house down. The little wolves managed to escape, but their chinny chin chins were trembling and trembling and trembling. "We shall build an even stronger house," they said, because they were very determined. Just then they saw a truck coming along the road carrying barbed wire, iron bars, armor plates, and heavy metal padlocks. "Please, will you give us some of your barbed wire, a few iron bars and armor plates, and some heavy metal padlocks?" they said to the rhinoceros, who was driving the truck. "Sure," said the rhinoceros, and gave them plenty of barbed wire, iron bars, armor plates, and heavy metal padlocks. He also gave them some plexiglass and some reinforced steel chains, because he was a generous and kind-hearted rhinoceros. So, the three little wolves built themselves an extremely strong house. It was the strongest, securest house one could possibly imagine. They felt very relaxed and absolutely safe. The next day, the big bad pig came prowling along the road as usual. The little wolves were playing hopscotch in the garden. When they saw the big bad pig coming, they ran inside their house, bolted the door, and locked all the 67 padlocks. The pig pressed the video entrance phone and said, "Frightened little wolves with the trembling chins, let me come in."
"No, no, no, by the hair on your chinny chin chin, we will not let you in. Not for all the tea leaves in our china teapot."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the pig. So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, but the house didn't fall down. But the pig wasn't called big and bad for nothing. He brought some dynamite, laid it against the house, and lit the fuse, and the house blew up. The little wolves just managed to escape with their fluffy tails scorched. Something must be wrong with our building materials, they said. We have to try something different. But what? Want to find out if these wolves ever manage to build a house that is pig-proof? You'll find this book, The Three Little Wolves and the Big Bad Pig, at the library. Check it out.
Remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Right. Well, way out west, where everybody wears cowboy boots, even the bears, there's a little girl named Dusty Locks. Find a nice cool place out of the sun, and if you have a pair of cowboy boots, slip them on. And get ready. This book is written by Susan Lowell.
Dusty Locks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, way out west, there were three grizzly bears who lived together in a neat and tidy cabin in the woods. One was a little bitty bear cub just knee-high to a bumblebee, one was a mild-mannered, middle-sized mama, and one was a great big hump-backed, gray-haired grizzly, 9 feet tall and cross as two sticks. They each had a dish to eat their beans from, a little saucer for the bear cub, a tin plate for the mama bear, and a great big turkey platter for the great big grizzly bear. And they each had a seat to sit on, a three-legged stool for the bear cub, a rocking chair for the mama bear, and a great big lumpy stump for the great big grizzly bear. And they each had a bed to sleep in, a little straw mattress for the bear cub, a feather bed for the mama bear, and a great big heap of prickly green branches for the great big grizzly bear. One day, while their red-hot beans were cooking in their three dishes, the bears went out for a walk, and just as soon as they turned their grizzly backs, something strange came blowing out of the woods. A cloud of smoke? A swarm of mosquitoes? No siree! It was a dirty little girl. Had a bath for a month of Sundays, so everybody called her Dusty Locks. But trouble was her middle name. That little outlaw had run away from home without stopping to kiss her mother goodbye. First, Dusty Locks peeked in the bear's window. Then she squinted through the keyhole of the cabin door. Finally, she barged right straight inside. Those grizzlies were fine, upstanding, law-abiding critters, honest as the day is long, and they never locked their door. Beans, cried Dusty Locks. Yahoo, I'm so hungry I could eat a saddle blanket. Now, if the bears had been there, they would have shown true Western hospitality and said, sit right down and dig in. But crusty little Dusty Locks didn't wait to be asked. She took a bite of the big grizzly's beans. At first, Dusty Locks smacked her lips, but then she let out a yell. Ow-wee! A wildfire flamed inside her mouth. She howled louder than 10,000 coyotes. You see, the great big grizzly bear liked his beans chock full of chili peppers. Oh, too hot! Gasped Dusty Locks. When the fire died down, Dusty Locks took a bite of the mama bear's beans. But the mama liked hers plain. No salt, no nothing. Bah! Said Dusty Locks and spat them out. She had no more manners than a pig in a peach orchard. Then she took a bite of the bear cub's beans. Oh, just right, said Dusty Locks, and she gobbled them all up, licked the saucer clean, and burped. You might think you know how this story ends, but you really ought to borrow it from the library. The illustrations are hilarious. Oh, yikes, we are so out of time. And Amy, Raquel, Josh, Sarah, and Marion have such good jokes for us. Your funny bone will never be the same. Hang on to your cowboy hat.
What did the wolf say when someone stepped on his foot?
Oh!
What do little pigs get every morning from their parents?
Hugs and kisses.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Public Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And thanks to everybody at 105.9 The Break. Without you, our show wouldn't happen.
We hope you enjoyed our show tonight. Join us next week. Same time, same place. We love to have you listen.
Thank you, Marion, Sarah, Josh, Amy, and Raquel, for a great show.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop, ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham, und ich schaue bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield, und Port Burwell, und ihr könnt direkt da, wo ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.